Okay, it's now time for joys and concerns, and I'm going to have to start with a sad announcement today. Joyce Gillespie passed away, and Jerry's going to be coming back from there later this afternoon. Please pray for Jerry and their family. And we have a lot of also prayer requests in the bulletin. And I ask that you take a careful look at those and pray for these people this week. We have a lot of people to be lifted up in prayer. Now let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wet spring morning. You're sending rain to replenish the plant life on this beautiful earth you've made for us. And we would ask this morning that you send us your sweet Holy Spirit to replenish our spirits and our souls. We need you like the air we breathe. You alone are worthy to receive praise, honor, and glory. We are so grateful to you for your goodness and your mercy towards us. You have given us redemption and a future life with you. We also thank you for all the many answered prayers. We thank you for Jesus, who is interceding for us, and he gives us the means to put our requests before you. We lift up those among us who need your healing, your help, and your comfort. Touch each one. We pray this morning for our church and its people, that we might be good representation of Jesus Christ. Make our goal to be more like Jesus. We pray for our community, that we might be a light in it, and help us reach others for your purposes and your glory. Help our country with the difficult issues we have to face in this day. Guide and protect our leaders. Help us this morning to learn to trust you in all things and lean on you for all our understanding. Help us to open our hearts and our minds to receive the message this morning. Be in each of our lives and help us grow in our understanding of who you are and who we are. And that is, we are children of the Most High God. Bless and protect all in this congregation and their many loved ones. This we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.